what was the genesis of today's deal as far as the Leafs are concerned?
Well, first of all, we acquired an experienced player who has 1 year left on his contract and brings a tremendous amount of speed to the lineup. Certainly have seen him enough at the island. And it also allows us, with the number of contracts that went back, it allows us to do other things at the right time.
What kind of other things? You're talking about next summer for signings?
That kind of thing? You never know. We were at the, we were really pretty tight on contracts. And we don't know what might come available. It gives you the opportunity to do just the reverse, should that come about, of what we did today, depending upon the availability. You always want to have the availability to do anything and everything. We've spent a lot of time internally. I certainly, didn't know a lot of the players here. I've said that earlier, as far as where our prospects were and what we felt and who we've got in different situations. And, this is the result of it.
You were at 49 contracts, Lou. I haven't done the math yet. What does this bring you down to right now?
Well, you just it's five. Fine. Contracts have gone forward and one back, so
there you go.
There's four contracts.
What's he bring to the team?
Well, he brings exceptional speed. I mean, he, there's no question that he is one of the top penalty killers in the league. And he pushes other people and he pushes the defense back. As I said, we've seen enough of him to know that. And we're looking forward to getting there.
Is goal scoring going to be a concern for this team this year?
As I said earlier, I haven't seen enough or know enough about, who we are right now. I think that every one of the players, there's a fresh start. I think that that's the most important thing. And hopefully people will come to the forefront that we're not even aware of. I like what I see. I like the way the players are. I like their interaction. There seems to be a tremendous right now sort of relief in them that we're going forward and nothing in the back is really there.
Like a lot of guys are getting chances here they might not have gotten elsewhere?
Well, I can't answer that. When you say chances elsewhere, I don't know about what elsewhere means. I'm talking about the players we have here right now with the excitement to get going and to not really think about anything that's transpired in the past. They're just looking forward. I know, Mike, we're not even thinking about whatever happened here before. That's what's great about it.
Because we're saying that he's given everybody a clean slate. You, same thing?
Absolutely, without question. I think the best word is there's no preconceived notions. And I think that anybody who does have preconceived notions when they don't know or haven't seen them enough is making a mistake.
Because you don't know some of these guys, does that might mean that you make less cuts towards the end or cut down to a team you want to give some time to gel together? What might happen?
That's an unknown. You never know. I mean, some things happen quickly, you recognize things, and some things take longer. But I do have an expression, when time's on your side, you use it. But the process and the plan, this now is not under any set of circumstances getting away. This is, in fact, helps them.
Was Grabner a guy you would have seen a lot in Jersey with New York, Jersey?
Too much. Too much. His speed, pushed the defenseman back. I mean, he's the type of player that what he has, you can't teach.
Given the names that went the other way, and Marlies are going to be a pretty interesting scenario here, figuring a few of those guys are going to figure prominently this season with them.
No question, but right now we have to look at what's best for the organization. And, I'm sure that there will be other players, getting that opportunity and make the most of it.